This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. In a Christmas message, the World Health Organization's chief said the sacrifices made to protect people during the coronavirus pandemic must not be squandered over the festive period. Millions were making heart-wrenching sacrifices by staying away from loved ones on Christmas Day, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a video clip posted to Twitter late Thursday, quote, "But in doing so, they are giving the most precious gifts, the gifts of life and health," end quote. He acknowledged others will have a missing face at the family table. The joy of Christmas celebrations is hampered for many this year by those massive losses caused by the pandemic, and there are dire warnings of darker days ahead. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The death toll from COVID-19 has grown beyond 1.7 million people across the globe, with about 330,000 lives lost in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University. The crisis is straining medical systems across the country, especially in California, where more than 2 million people have been infected since the start of the outbreak. ICU units are filling fast. Nurse Jenny Carrillo.
I look into the eyes of someone who's struggling to breathe.
The Los Angeles health director says patients are suffocating because of the inflammation in their lungs. Meanwhile, attorneys for churches in Pasadena and Chula Vista, California, are turning to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking that restrictions on indoor services be lifted. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pope Francis said in his Christmas message Friday that fraternity was a watchword for these unusually troubled times exacerbated by coronavirus pandemic, saying, quote, "It is all the more important for us to acknowledge one another as brothers and sisters," end quote. This is VOA News. Monday, air passengers from Britain will need negative coronavirus tests before they can fly to the United States. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the negative test will be needed within 3 days of a passenger's trip to Britain, and the results must be provided to the airline. If a passenger decides not to take the test, the airline must deny boarding the passenger. The U.S. is the latest of about 40 countries to restrict travel because of a new and possibly more contagious variant of the coronavirus. It has been spreading in Britain and elsewhere. Because of the pandemic, air travel to the U.S. from the U.K. is already down by 90%. I'm Ed Donahue.
Britain deployed an additional 800 troops to the port of Dover Friday to help clear the queues of lorries following the resumption of cross-channel travel for drivers who test negative for COVID-19. This is on top of the 300 sent initially, British media reported. Traffic was moving only slowly through the port Friday, a public holiday. Ferry services between Dover and the French port of Calais restarted Thursday, ending several days of a blockade imposed by France following the discovery of a new coronavirus variant in England. Britain and the European Union struck a deal Thursday after 10 months of intense negotiations, allowed them to soften the economic shock of Brexit. When the UK leaves the EU single market at the new year, it will no longer face tariffs on cross-channel commerce, despite breaking off half a century of close partnership. Now comes the race to approve and ratify the deal before Britain leaves the EU's economic structures January 1st. The British and European parliaments both must hold votes to ratify the agreement. A vehicle exploded in downtown Nashville in the U.S. state of Tennessee Christmas morning in what police described as an intentional act. Fire officials reported taking three people to the hospital, but none of them critically injured. Ethiopia will hold legislative and regional elections June 5th next year, the Electoral Commission said Friday, after polls scheduled for 2020 were delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. The canceled elections were a factor that stoked tensions between Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and the dissident Northern Tigray region. They ultimately saw him dispatch federal troops there in a November military offensive that left thousands dead and created tens of thousands of refugees. A Russian court sentenced a distinguished historian known for reenacting Napoleonic battle scenes to 12 and a half years in jail Friday after convicting him of the murder of his young student lover, whom they say he dismembered. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.